How is the unemployment situation in November? From APM in Washington, I'm David Gura, in for David Brancaccio. In a couple of hours, we'll get the latest jobs numbers from the U.S. Labor Department. Numbers for the month of November. We'll learn how many jobs the government and companies added to their payrolls last month and what percent of Americans are unemployed. Economists expect more than 200,000 new jobs and no change to the unemployment rate, which is currently 5.8%. It's likely holiday retail led to some new jobs nationwide, but falling oil prices may have hurt states like North Dakota and Montana. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Over the past year, the economy's been adding on average 220,000 jobs a month. Good, but not great, 5 years into a recovery. Unemployment's fallen gradually to under 6%, and the quality of jobs is improving, says Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.com. In addition to bartender, waiter, hotel maid, cashier,
we're really seeing a greater collection of sectors participating in jobs creation, whether it's professional and business services, healthcare, construction, occasionally manufacturing.
Retail chains like Macy's, Walmart, and GameStop increased hiring for the holidays this year, says outplacement expert John Challenger. But Black Friday sales were mediocre.
Companies look at the traffic in their stores, and if it's really going to be down longer term, they'll pull some of those people back.
But with online sales soaring, holiday jobs at Amazon, UPS, and FedEx will probably hold up just fine. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Sales of postage stamps have been on the decline. In 2013, the U.S. Postal Service sold almost 2 billion fewer stamps than the year before. That's bad news for the agency. It relies on stamp sales to cover its operating expenses. In the past, commemorative stamps have helped. Today, the USPS will release two new ones, the first ever to feature a professional basketball player. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
You could say he's the basketball equivalent of Madonna or Elvis because the new stamps dispense with his last name and only say Wilt, stretched out as if to emphasize his 7'1" stature. Donald Hunt, a sports writer for the Philadelphia Tribune, headed up the effort to get Wilt Chamberlain his own stamp.
Wilt's greatest player to ever play, scored 100 points in a game, averaged 50 points a game. At one point in his career, he grabbed 55 rebounds in a game.
He also did other stuff, including claiming that he slept with 20,000 women. He joins colorful postal honorees like Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix, who died of drug overdoses, and Harvey Milk, the pioneering gay politician who was assassinated. Chad Snee is the editor of Lynn's Stamp News. He says stamps have to attract new audiences.
If the committee had to weigh personal imperfections when determining whether or not someone would be honored with a postage stamp, we wouldn't see too many people on our stamps anymore.
The stamp will be released during tonight's Philadelphia 76ers game. I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
This week, our Wealth and Poverty Desk has been bringing us stories from the Los Angeles neighborhood of Highland Park. Reporters and producers set up a bureau there to learn more about gentrification. That is, the changes that happen when a low-income neighborhood suddenly sees an influx of wealth. As Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports, when old businesses get new landlords, that can lead to some very difficult conversations.
Cyrus Edamod just bought an old bowling alley for $2.9 million. And he just bowled a strike in that bowling alley. He also bought the building next door for another $1.5 million, and he's looking for more buildings on the same street. At this point, he owns 5 storefronts on one block and all the leaks and termites that come with them. They haven't been maintained in decades. Cyrus wants to fix that.
And I want to see it be reborn in such a way that will pay homage to its history.
But that's going to take a lot of money. So Cyrus is nearly doubling the rent on his tenants. A lot are moving out. Others won't fit with the new floor plan he's got in mind, so they have to go.
It's the most difficult part about what I'm doing. Often there are tenants that have been there for a long time.
Through email, the new building owner told us that he wanted to talk to us about the changes.
Monica Chan works for and translates for her parents, who are from South Korea. They own a shop in one of Cyrus's buildings. It's called New Sportsland. They sell jerseys and souvenirs of LA sports teams. Her dad's favorites?
Dodgers, Lakers, Clippers.
The store's been there for 13 years. When Monica got Cyrus's email,
at first, I kind of viewed it as like a good thing, a positive thing. Maybe like we could stay here.
She'd heard there was a new owner and was excited he was planning to renovate. She hoped it was a meeting about that.
But my parents already knew, had that sinking feeling.
Her parents' sinking feeling was right. Cyrus has given them a few months to move out, more time than he had to. He says he's trying to figure out the best way to handle these situations because he knows there will be more. Many of the tenants in the buildings he's buying, mom-and-pop barber shops, discount clothing and variety stores.
It's not the same neighborhood as it was when they opened. I don't want to speak in a blanket way, but some aren't a match with the demographic shift.
I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
Marketplace's bureau in Highland Park is at the corner of York Boulevard and Figueroa Street. Our stories from there are at yorkandfig.com. Finally, the Vatican is not broke. That's a quotation in the latest issue of the Catholic Herald from the Holy See's chief financial officer. Cardinal George Pell discovered hundreds of millions of euros that were not on the Vatican's books. Pell has been on the job for a few months now, and he's made some big changes. Financial reports have to be more detailed, and next year, the Vatican will hire an outside auditor. In Washington, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.